and that's fine. And then I'm looking at your projected revenue for 2014. You are projecting 2.9 million total revenue. I mean 3.3 million versus what I have. We're pretty close. I have 3.4 million. But again, it's there's no increase or anything, no kind of progress there. That's something that probably we should look into because it's a flat budget in terms of revenue. Thank you.
That exhausts the stack. Anyone else on KPFA's budget?
Michael Novick for the stack.
I've got Michael. Anyone else? Go ahead, Michael.
So I can't read. I have the same problem that our Paul had. But my question is, at KPFK, we're going to continue using the call service for a while longer. And I'm wondering if you are continuing to use it, if so, if you've budgeted for the expense of having the call service take place.
Yes, I did, Michael. And I'm sorry, before I go on, Brian, I did forward you the lower version of Excel.
Okay, I'll pass it on to the committee right now.
I'm sorry, Michael. Yes, I did put that in. Sorry. Let's see. That would be in fund. It's 6751 is the account number, and that is line 175. And the way I figured that is I received from our database manager every fund drive that we have had over the last year, and I took the number of calls that we had there and multiplied that times six minutes is what the average calls have been to date, times 80 cents, which is a minute, which is what the ComNet will be charging us, and that's how I came up with that dollar figure, based on a whole year's worth of past pledges.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, anyone else for stack on KPFA's budget?
Raul.
Go ahead, Raul.
Yeah, just a note, a side note. KPFA budget had demonstrated the it shows a $126 surplus right now, but that's mainly with the premise that we all agreed to with the treatment of depreciation. KPFA had demonstrated that in their budget. Just to make a note of that, $120,000 was added back to the deficit to make it a $126 surplus budget for FYI.
Okay, Jim?
Okay. I guess the question I have is kind of a general question about the budget. If you lost, about $150,000 in CPB funding, income and your expenses seem to have gone up because you have the web contractor and you have Reuters. Is it safe to say that you haven't cut any expenses?
Oh, we cut personnel costs.
Okay, so there were some people that were that are no longer with the station.
Well, definitely is one, and there are reduced hours in other areas. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to talk specifics, but
sure.
But yes, that was a point of much deliberation and analysis.
Okay.
But if you can...
I do have to, sorry, just one quick note on that. Even though we did do that, we in our actuals, we did not have a program director previously, and now we will have, we are like days away from having a program director chosen. So that is a given in our calendar, in our fiscal year coming up. One other note that Brian and I were talking about, and I'm sorry, I just realized I threw it in there, and it looks really funny. It's line 61. It's that $21,000 is not actually antenna expense. I, in haste, I just threw it in there just to get a formula going, but that is actually the repayment or the payments for the pension plan.
Which line is that in?
It's line 61. It is totally mislabeled there as antenna. I have to add another appropriate row to there. Does that make sense to everybody?
So of that 42, 21 is pension repayment, or all 42 is pension repayment?
All 42. It is not antenna. Sorry. I'm very sorry about that.
Raul and Maria, have you all worked out whether KPFA is ahead or behind on central services?
Well, my personal opinion is that we are ahead. I believe we are ahead for 2013, and I haven't had a chance to look at 2014 yet.
Yeah, 2014, you're behind. You were ahead 2013, but 2014... kind of behind the accrued central services.
What are the 2 years net out to, Raul?
Probably like 122,000. That's my rough estimate. Again, based on the kind of recorded, and if there's any other advances made by KPFA to pay some other payroll, you know, that they advanced, so that didn't go into my computation. But the other issue that we kind of rectify here was the accrual, the over accrual of central services. So
for 2013.
Yeah. So there's another $100,000 of over accrual for 2013. Yes. So that we rectified, but even though with that, the 2014 would have been would be net out that the KPFA would be behind the payments, the actual payments.
So, you know, we're going to have to settle that with a cash item, and the pension catch-up payments are going to have to be rolled into that too. So I know you're both horribly overworked, but I would encourage you both to put your heads together and come to an agreement when you net out the central services in 2013 and 2014, and when you net out any other advances KPFA may have made, who owes who cash.
Well, let me ask a question that, I mean, I certainly am in agreement with what Brian is saying, but Raul, well, I guess that would be a conversation we should probably have offline, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Further questions on this budget? Who's that?
Raul.
Raul?
Yeah, just another side note. The $42,000, the funding of the pension plan that you guys accurately projected, just so on the accounting side of it, those were expense in 2012 and will be expense in 2013. So this is basically a cash timing adjustment that you're seeing in $42,000. That's FYI. Just like depreciation is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't add it back.
Okay. So I'm trying to make a list of what's come up in the conversation here. One is updating the forecast for 2014 personnel. The second is where there's a significant increase in forecast income, and that would be website and major donor, which you're saying is grants. We need to at least see a written narrative attached to the budget explaining why management thinks there's a reasonable basis for expecting that increase. And the premiums expense needs to be brought into line with trend, however you want to work the formulas behind the scenes.
Okay.
Am I missing anything, folks? Do we need to put that into motion form, or do you think you have it, Maria?
I know Barbara's written all these notes, and I think I have it.
All right. When can you turn around the draft two?
When are you guys meeting again?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. If you want to put it on there for that, or?
If I'm going to put it on there for that, I want the committee to have it at least the day before.
Okay, can we then do it for Thursday?
We don't have a meeting scheduled for Thursday.
Oh, you don't? I'm sorry. Okay. I figured you guys were doing two a week for now.
Not every week.
Well, when... I'm not sure if Quincy's going to be here tomorrow. He was possibly taking a day off tomorrow. So that would mean I wouldn't have to be able to talk to him until Monday. I don't know for sure. And he is unavailable this evening for me to even ask him. So you tell me.
Michael, hello.
Yeah, Michael.
I had one more question, actually. I'm wondering why the credit card discount fee went up so substantially if I thought that it was supposed to come down by using the call service.
Actually, on the contrary, the call service means that people are, for credit card fees, that would mean people are paying more by credit card. Not necessarily. I don't think it has a correlation, actually. I'd have to ask our database manager for that kind of analysis, but
that's a formula, right?
Yeah, it's a formula, but my point is that it doesn't have anything to do with the call center.
Well, for us, we weren't taking the CVV when we used the phone room volunteers, and there was an extra fee, and that got dropped when we went to the call center because they take the CVV information.
Oh, well, Michael, I didn't even...
But it's double, more than double what you had for 2014 and almost $9,000 more than the years before that, so...
Well, you just gave me a piece of information I did not know, so I'll have to look into that about the those three numbers and the additional costs.
Yeah, very cool.
I was not informed of that, so thank you.
Yeah, it's you've also got to jump in caging, so it doesn't look like you wouldn't have credit card fees going up while caging's also going up if the issue is that you're getting more people, proportionately more people paying by credit card.
Right. Yeah, well, actually, when I said that and then I thought about it, no, I don't know what the correlation would be about additional credit cards, but I do now want to look at the expense, any additional expense that we might be getting using the, I don't know, what's that three-digit number called, a CSV?
It's a security code. They say CVV for some reason when I actually try to pay online for stuff.
Okay.
I don't know what it stands for.
Well, I'll make sure and make that a point to look into as well.
Okay. So credit cards are on the list. So if you want the budget to have a chance of getting passed by this committee before the fiscal year ends, we need to have an updated document by Monday.
All right. Well, I will talk to Quincy as best as I can, as quickly as I can.
All right. Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Barbara. Next up, we've been informed we don't have a KPFK budget available. We are on to our second round review on the KPFT budget. Is Dwayne Bradley with us?
Yes.
Well, thank you for your patience, sir.
Hey, happy to be back.
I haven't had a chance to open the file you sent us yet, so you want to walk us through what the changes are?
Yeah, quite simple, really. Very minor modifications based on the motion to the shared services numbers. We raised the budget passed here at the local station board to accommodate that, and so that's reflected in there as a change from 123.8 to 142.8, and that's that, and one minor modification to programming expenses, which eliminates the first 2 months of October, November of this year in tower utilities, line 119. Being as we have not entered into heated negotiations with our tower landlord, it's safe for us to assume that at least those first 2 months of utilities that we have budgeted to pay are not going to have to be paid, because currently our contract with our landlord for our transmitter site doesn't require us paying utilities. But they're wanting to renegotiate. We're wanting to be a good tenant. There's a backstory to that I would rather share in an executive session, which is why Jim had broached the possibility of going into that. But we don't really need to. What I can just share is that we've taken those first 2 months of the next fiscal year out of the budget. That and the adjustment to shared services for the national office are the only two changes from what you've previously seen from us. The result shows a surplus of a little over $14,000. And so that's basically it in a nutshell.
That's odd. I'm seeing a deficit of, sorry, never mind, wrong line. Dwayne, are you, the correspondence chain said you lowered the archives rate to 2%?
Not until it's actually directed to be done that way. What you see in there is the exact same number as you've seen before, so it's still at 2.5.
Okay, great. And the $20,000 increase in car donations, you may have explained this already. I apologize if you've already done that.
Yeah, I spoke to that in our previous session, that we're already over $40,000 in car donations.
Nice. Good work. Anyone else with questions on the KPFT budget?
Adriana?
I've got Adriana. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
Okay,
I've got Adriana, go first.
Okay. On line 27, programming expenses, I see that in October and November you have a total of $8,333 to this. Is there any reason for any changes there?
The The change in programming expenses is what I just mentioned, is that we've eliminated the first 2 months of tower electricity.
Okay. Okay. Second question is line 24. Well, we have a personal cost. I think that we know already that we'll be $2,500 a month less, a total of $30,000 less a year, that reduce the total to $541,881. That will increase the line 36 net income to $223,490. And after that, we change line 51, that will be the surplus to $44,346.
Adriana, maybe it'd be helpful if you went down to row 56,
yes,
where it has detail on personnel costs.
Yes.
It shows a drop in gross salaries. The problem is that benefits go up every year.
Correct.
Yeah, but that's reduce the $30,000 that we know that should be not part of our personal cost. That's what I'm saying.
Dwayne?
The budget as it was originally presented had a business office expense line that is reflective of a past business office expense line. It's awkward to get into a personnel issue. Maybe Raul can explain it a little bit more diplomatically, but there is no budgeted reduction in the personnel cost that wasn't already in there.
Okay. There's no change in your personnel area from the previous budget.
Correct.
Adriana, it sounds like the explanation for that may need to be a closed session discussion. And
okay.
I apologize for that. We don't have a way to call a closed session on short notice.
Okay.
But we can certainly
have another,
in the future. Go ahead.
I have questions that have to do. I can see the difference that we have with lines, let me see, the credit card fees and the bank charges. I was checking with the WBAI budget that the projections are 62% more than our budget. I mean, 62% is a listener income, and the total revenue is 50% more than KPFT. And I can see that we have in bank charges, we are paying 115% more than WBAI. The credit card fees, we are 29%, only 29% less when they double our income. I don't understand why we cannot reduce that.
I think we've attempted to address this issue before. The KPFT doesn't have caging costs. We use a lockbox account. And there are charges associated with every credit card and with every check we process. And I can't speak to the BAI being bigger or smaller or whatever. I don't have that.
Okay, maybe that is something that we need to look into because, like I said, they don't have caging charges neither. Okay. But that's okay. That's my question. And I hope that we have an answer, by email directly to us about what I'm talking about, the $30,000 a year diminishing cost or the money that we recover, right, from personal. I hope that I will receive that.
Okay.
Raul, you're next on Stack.
Okay. Dwayne was referring to was that there was a correction of payroll line item that was that happened in last year in 2014 that's being reflected in this budget. So there's going to be a correction of that expense. My question is actually just a note. The listener support basically went down from last year. Again, this yellow cells column, 2014 budgeted, that's your budget, not the forecasted, right, Dwayne?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like to me that your budget and your forecast, at least for the listener support, is the same, but that shows a decrease in listener support. And I know there's some increases in some of the line items, but still, what would be the rationale for the decrease?
I'm not sure what you're asking for, Raul. That's a reflection of the reality of the universe.
That we are expecting less listener support for next year?
We're expecting less in that listener support where, and we're trying to create a budget that works, and not create a budget that is pie in the sky and then creates problems for everybody else in our network.
Okay. Well, I guess the between the KPFA and KPFC so far, we had forecasted or budgeted flat on the listener support, and I guess that's kind of the reality. You're probably right, because this is the second station that shows the flat budget.
I mean, just to expand, I don't want to bog this committee down with, you know, the reality of the broadcasting universe in general, and how it has been on a progressive downslope for a number of years now in public broadcasting as well as just in radio in general, and until Pacifica can collectively build the future versions of itself that are going to be cloud-based, internet-based, web-based, and not as based on car radios, then we'll continue to be on this glide path that you see.
I've got Michael. Anyone else? Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah. So I see that you basically have an operating surplus, and then the major capital expense is the transmitter.
Yes.
And so you have that budget in the first 3 months of the year with, you know, sort of a cash deficit in November and December. I think that's one of the questions we had about the first round of the budget is how that will be handled. And then wouldn't you anticipate, you know, by bringing your transmitter up to power that there would be some increase in listenership and listener support?
Well, I mean, certainly there would be marginal increase in potential listenership, but, you know, we're really talking about a lack of marketing more than we are about the difference between a signal going out at 50,000 watts and what kind of a circle that creates, and one that's at 100,000 watts and how much more mileage and penetration you get out of that. It's not you're not going twice as far. We're going about six to 10 miles further, maybe. But yeah, we would I think see some increase.
All right, folks, I've heard a lot of good ideas about KPFT's operations. Maybe it can get its bank fees down. Maybe its salaries don't turn out to be as high as budgeted. Maybe it can raise more in its fund drives than it's budgeting. But all of them, were they to come true, would make its bottom line look better, and its bottom line is already in the black in this budget. Does anybody have a concern that would hold up approval of this budget at this point? All right. Someone want to make a motion to approve it?
Yeah, this is Jim. I'd move that the 2015 KPFT budget as presented be passed and can be sent on to the PNB.
Any objection to that motion? Hearing none, the KPFT budget is the first to be approved and prior to the fiscal year it's budgeting for. Congratulations to you.
Congratulations, Dwayne.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any other budgets? I thought I saw an email from our Paul go out during the meeting.
Yeah, I sent the WBAI second draft out, I don't know, some hours ago, I don't know what, whenever I sent it out. Yeah, I sent it out some time ago. So you have that.
There's the link to it.
It's a link to the mailing lists Yahoo website file section, and you just click on the link and it brings you to it. And that is what the general manager has sent me. So you got it before next Wednesday.
Thank you for that. Is there anyone available to present this budget?
Right now?
Yeah.
We just sent it in. When we come up for it, I'll have the general manager with me, and we'll present it.
Okay, so you're saying you don't want to take it up at this meeting?
No, we're not ready to present the budget right now. The general manager's not here.
Okay, well, that will give us all the luxury of some time to look it over. So let's talk scheduling, folks. We are scheduled to meet this coming Tuesday, the 23rd. We do not have any meetings scheduled after that. Thursday the 25th is wide open on the KPFTX calendar. The following Tuesday, which is the 30th, is not. It conflicts with elections, which I think knocks out at least Michael. I don't know who else is on that committee. It looks like we're going to have too many budgets pending to get them all done on Tuesday, even if they're all submitted to us in time. Does anyone want to make a motion to hold a meeting on Thursday?
I've got a conflict on something else. But,
you have a conflict, Michael?
I say I have a conflict off for something else on Thursday also. It's Rosh Hashanah, if that matters to anybody.
And what time is your conflict, Michael?
5 to 6:30, I think, my time.
So theoretically, we could start an hour later than normal without putting you out?
Well, I have a development task force meeting at 7:30 right now.
Oh. Okay. That's not going to work for you. How would you feel about skipping the elections meeting on the 30th?
Skipping what? I'm sorry?
The elections committee meeting on the 30th.
I think I need to be on that. I guess schedule a meeting and I'll missed Thursday.
Oh, wait a second. Wednesday the 24th is wide open on the KPFTX calendar. Does anybody have a conflict with that?
With what day?
Next Wednesday. Oh, wait. We can't do that, can we? It's not 7 days.
No.
How about Monday the 29th? There's a conflict with the KPFT Governance Committee. Does that create problems for Jim or Adriana?
I'm the chair.
That would be a yes.
I can't be out the 29th. I have something on the 29th, so I'm out.
Okay.
I hate to suggest it, but what about a Friday night on the 26th?
Okay with me.
All right. Is there any objection to meeting Friday night on the 26th starting at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific? Hearing none, that's what we'll do, and I will pray for a miracle.
Could somebody say that again? My telephone just fell on the floor, and it I've been out for about 30 seconds or 60 seconds.
Sure. There's a motion for holding a budget approval meeting on Friday, September 26th, starting at 5:30 p.m.
Okay. I'm out on that.
Sorry, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern.
Yeah, I'm out on that. I have something I have to do on that Friday. So.
Okay, that sucks. I think we're going to have to go for Tuesday the 30th. The only problem is one of the budgets we're really late on is KPFK, and that's going to be a conflict with the Elections Committee. So, you know, if KPFK's budget is up, Michael, it's a question of, you know, whether you're okay with that conflict.
Okay, I will manage.
Oh, are you on the Elections Committee as well, Adriana?
No. I'm in governance.
Okay, that would be if we meet.
Brian.
The 29th.
Yeah.
Brian Raul here.
Yeah, Raul.
I might just have an issue on September 30th. I'm going through some kind of procedure. I might have anesthesia.
Okay.
I'm going to be off that day.
What about Monday the 29th, Raul?
Fine.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So Adriana is the only one who has a conflict that day.
That's okay. I
and
can
you're saying
manage.
It's okay.
What day?
So can I get a motion for a meeting starting at 8:30 Eastern on Monday?
Oh, no.
I'll point out again. I can't be at that.
No.
Yikes. Well, yours is one of the budgets we have pending for last minute review too, Arpal. What could you make, Arpal?
Well, let me reach over here and try not to knock everything electronic onto the floor with a big crash and see what my paper says. Well, let's see. I cannot make... On Wednesday the 1st, I have our local finance committee.
Yeah, no. In September.
Oh, it's in September. Hold on. Let me run back to September. Well, I'm, at the moment, open on the 30th, I think.
Raul was out of commission that day.
He's out of commission.
He's under anesthesia.
Yeah. The 24th and 25th I could go with, but the 26th and the 29th are spoken for.
24th and 25th.
Saturday.
Okay, 24th is too soon. We can't give legal notice of that. Michael had a conflict on the 25th. Does anyone else have a conflict on the 25th? All right, Michael, it looks like you have the short straw if you're willing to bow out.
Yes.
All right.
Hopefully we'll get the KPFK budget done on the 23rd.
Hope springs eternal. So, is there any objection to meeting on September 25th, beginning at 8:30 Eastern?
No.
I hear no objection. That's a motion.
Hold
and
on,
it's
let me
approved.
Write it down. One second.
So we're not meeting on Friday the 26th. Is that correct?
That is correct. The only meetings we have coming up are Tuesday the 23rd and Thursday the 25th.
Okay.
All right, and do we want to schedule an executive session on the 25th?
That is a very good question. Is there anyone who would like to request an executive session as part of their budget?
Adriana.
Adriana?
Yes.
Okay. So, Paul, can you notice both?
Yeah, I'll do that right away.
All right. Thank you so much for your work, everybody, and we'll talk Tuesday.